AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. NATO's Jens Stoltenberg says almost 1 year into the Ukraine war, a lot is going into Ukraine's effort to hold back Russia.
The current rate of Ukraine's ammunition expenditure is many times higher than our current rate of production. This puts our defense industries under strain.
NATO members and Ukraine's other allies are meeting at the alliance's headquarters tomorrow under U.S. supervision to drum up more weapons and ammunition for the war-torn country. A U-Haul truck has been stopped by police, the driver taken into custody, after reports a van mowed into pedestrians in Brooklyn, New York. The driver of the truck fled the scene after mounting a sidewalk in the Bay Ridge neighborhood of Brooklyn. Several people were injured. The incident coincided with the start of the death penalty phase of a trial of an Islamic extremist who killed 8 people in 2017 by mowing them down with a truck. It's not clear whether the two events are related. China is accusing the U.S. of sending high-altitude balloons in its airspace during the past year without permission. It follows U.S. allegations after the downing of a big Chinese balloon off the South Carolina coast. Some kind of object was shot down over Lake Huron in Michigan yesterday. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Elise Slotkin was asked about it.
The chances are this is just a normal run-of-the-mill thing that we in the intelligence community know how to exploit. That's what I expect to learn in the next couple of days.
The Kansas City Chiefs and their fans are still glowing in the aftermath of the victory last night in Super Bowl 57. MVP quarterback Patrick Mahomes was asked if the Chiefs will be back next season.
I said it before the year, and I'll always say as long as Andy Reid's coaching us, we're always going to have a chance. So I'll keep the big guy around a couple more years at least, and we'll try to be back in this game as many times as possible.
This was the second Super Bowl title for the Chiefs in 4 years. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. The European Union sees the region's economy improving, but inflation is still an issue.
The Executive Commission has raised its economic growth forecast for the year, now up to 0.8% for the 20 countries using the euro currency. That means the Commission expects the eurozone to scrape by without a technical recession in 2023. But things are not great either. Inflation may have passed its peak, but it's still high at 8.5%. That's going to keep holding back consumer spending. And the European Central Bank, the ECB, is raising interest rates, a step that's aimed at getting inflation down, but also makes it more expensive to get credit for purchases or business expansion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A new study says a 2010 federal law that boosted nutrition standards for school meals may have begun to help slow the rise of obesity among America's children, even teenagers who can buy their own snacks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.